Okay, check all that apply. Do you break out into a cold sweat if you leave your smartphone at home for the entire day? You're awfully quiet, Demi.
Mm-hmm.
Do you text behind the wheel? Do you bring your phone with you to the dinner table? If this is describing you, you may be addicted to your smartphone. How can we tell, and what should we do about it? Joining us live now, Dr. Drew Pinsky. Dr. Pinsky, welcome to WTOP.
Mark, it is my pleasure, and thank you for welcoming the 1 Minute Clinics. I do appreciate it.
Now, we're looking forward to hearing from you on a regular basis. We'll tell our listeners more about that in just a couple of minutes. But back to the smartphone addiction. This is a town where if you go out to dinner, if you go out to happy hour, people leaving the office, they've got their personal phone, they've got their work phone, they're all cluttering the table. We're addicted.
That's absolutely the case. If in fact there is such a thing as a cell phone addiction, D.C. is a town that is guilty as charged. But let's look at it for just a second. I really caution against the overutilization of the term addiction. It's never as simple as just that. And the reality is, when it comes to cell phone compulsion and cell phone, let's call it addiction for the moment, the reality is, to have a genuine biological addiction, there has to be a genetic element to the disorder. It's a biological basis for that condition. And it seems like this cell phone preoccupation, compulsion, let's call it addiction, has more of a global quality to it, affects pretty much all human beings these days. And let's try this. Try this for a second. As you said in the opening, try putting that phone across the room for a second and leave it there for a couple hours and see if after a while you don't feel irritability, anxiety, preoccupation, a sense of desperation. That is, in fact, withdrawal symptoms. That's right. Now, the good news is those symptoms will subside over a couple of days if you choose to move through them. The fact is, though, like with an addiction, it starts to sound like an addiction, doesn't it? When you really think about it, certainly a dependency. Like an addiction, you have to want to stop. You have to hit bottom with it, and nobody can make you do it. And take another look at it. As you said, just like addictions, it can affect work and school. It can affect relationships, as you said, the smartphone at the dinner table. And it can affect our legal status if, in fact, you are texting and preoccupied while you're driving a vehicle or something.
Dr. Drew, what does somebody do who has the propensity or the dependency? Is it something that should be treated as if it were an addiction?
No, absolutely. It does not require medical intervention. That is the good news. And as I was saying, if it is something you wish to stop, you've got to move through those withdrawals. You have to make a conscious decision to do so. And the problem now is, for most of us, those phones are working too well for us. The negative consequences don't outweigh what they do for us. So most of us just go on using them, accumulating some of these consequences, but I don't think many of us are going to give it up.
It is tough to get away, because even when we're on vacation, we find ourselves checking email and tweets and everything from work. So it's a difficult situation.
Mea culpa.
Exactly.
We love that you're human, Dr. Drew.
And if you don't think I don't hear about it from my wife, particularly, my kids, think again, because I think mea culpa, I am guilty, and I just haven't hit bottom with it yet, and I know that bottom is going to have to be a pretty deep pit before I turn around, because like everyone else, it's doing too much for me.
We're out of time, but let me ask you, should you try for 5-10 minutes a day, as you say, to put it across the room? Is that enough?
That's right. Like everything else, moderation is the key. Now, while I really don't believe there's a bona fide addiction process here, there certainly is a quality of dependency, and you don't want that dependency to spiral. So work on moderating like everything else.
All right, Dr. Drew, we thank you so much for being with us. We also want to let our listeners know that Dr. Drew is now welcome to WTOP, and starting next Monday, don't miss Dr. Drew's 1 Minute Clinic. That's going to happen here weekdays at 11:13 and 1:13 right here on WTOP with some great advice on relationships, kids, health, and more.